Well, blow me down. There I was, craftily avoiding work by surfing Dick Durham's matchless YM blog, and I find that our hero has gone over to the dark side. Despite belonging to a long, proud tradition of British yachtsmen not afraid to look like utter tits in Breton pink trousers and Christopher Robin hats, or to develop fallen arches in useless preppy deck shoes, our Dick has become a fashion victim. He has joined the footwear aestheticists, the enemies of the great god Croc. So I shall stand up proudly, squishing slightly on my lovely Croslite trademark soles, to hymn the praises of the world's most reviled yet strangely lovely footwear, the mocked Croc. Trademark again. Don't buy fake ones. They're not made of the magic plastic. You'll get sweaty. You'll slither off them. Besides, it's blasphemy. Dick, shame, shame, referred to them as passion-killing rubber clogs, and clearly feels they have no more place on his deck than Jimmy Choo's. What can he mean? Crocs are divine, Crocs are fantastic, the best invention ever for web-footed boat bums. Okay, so they make you look like a giant toddler in plastic jelly shoes, but who cares? Whose yacht has a full-length mirror? Dick's? And whose feet are they anyway? Why should a sailor, with courses to steer and sails to reef and shanties to sing, start fretting like Bridget Jones, just because he or she is not at all times a walking sexual self-advertisement? When did gallant Dick turn into Trini and Susanna? Let me, with tears in my eyes, praise the liberation these mad-looking shoes have wrought. They were invented by three guys in Boulder, Colorado, as boating shoes. Therefore, they have tough soles with an arch-supporting shape and a decent strap to keep them on, a strap which, nonetheless, can be tipped forward out of the way so they can be kicked on in a panic situation. After years of sloppy, flat-bottomed leather deck shoes and canvas trainery things, Crocs are a joy. They drain through holes in the side rather than mouldering for days if a drop of salt water touches them. Yet they have far more protection against stubbed toes than any sandal. They absorb shocks. You can drop a winch handle on your foot and keep smiling. They are antibacterial. Your feet don't get sweaty. The plastic doesn't slip. They don't mark. They have a grip like Spider-Man's, even on wet GRP. As for dinghy sailors, we are now released forever from the nastiness and the athlete's foot incubation of neoprene wetsuit feet. And those of us who like swimming in random rivers have no fear of broken glass and bits of supermarket trolley. The guys in Boulder were clearly a bit taken aback by becoming the Microsoft of the plastic shoe world. They expanded into all sorts of nonsense, like croc mammoths with fake fur lining for the winter and weird crypto ballet pumps. They've come up against strange bans, like the Swedish Hospital, which says that crocs generate so much static electricity they affect medical equipment. The wearer becomes a cloud of lightning, says Bjorn Lovqvist of Blekinge Hospital. But mainly the opposition has come from fashionistas and footwear fascists. The I Hate Crocs blog has thousands of followers claiming they are to the eye what secondhand smoke is to the lungs, and saying Crocs are not socially acceptable just because they look like a cross between clown shoes and Swiss cheese. And so they do. But who are these people who claim the right to socially accept our feet? They are fanatics. They do underhand things like posting videos of pink Crocs in a blender, or George W. Bush wearing grey ones with socks. They try to start rumours that people wearing Crocs are soliciting incredibly depraved gay sex. Well, sailors, you see what we are up against. Homophobes, social dictators, vain fashion junkies, mad people who think it makes sense to put a pair of 30-quid shoes in a blender and video it, rather than give them to someone sensible. We crocky yachties must fight them on the beaches and the landing grounds. And may I say, Churchill would have worn Crocs. He wore a boiler suit in Downing Street, for heaven's sake. We shall win, for we are nimble and comfortable. We have not got sand in our stupid deck shoes. Our laces never come untied. We deserve victory. I have founded the Royal Croc Squadron and defy them to the end. Though when they put up a statue to my heroic resistance to the fashion Stasi, it might be as well not to make it a full-length one. Sculptors get depressed very easily.